Blog Talk Radio.
Life, Growth, and Wellness.
Because I get to present this show and the absolutely outstanding, wonderful guests that make an appearance with us each week. So thank you for being a part of Life, Love, and Wellness. I am so excited you chose to join in today. So let's go ahead and get this thing started. So giving thanks to our ancestors always, always, always for being with us. And especially on Tuesdays, as we discuss issues that we don't normally talk about in an open setting. So we know that we stand on the shoulders of our ancestors for strength. We trust our ancestors got our backs as we move forward, and we love our ancestors now and forever. Ancestors, thank you. Ashe, ashe. So next, we anchor ourselves in positive energy and affirmative readings. And so sometimes it's referred to as a prayer. And I write and author daily inspirational messages at Rev, R-E-V, RevSandy, that WordPress.com. And you're invited to go and sign up to receive those automatically daily in your email box. And so what I'm doing is I'm taking one of the messages, and this is called Greatness, and I'm only reading a paragraph. And if you are interested to see what the rest of the article has to say, then just go to revsandy.wordpress.com and look for the message that's entitled Greatness. And it reads, Greatness is awesome. I am awesome. I live my greatness each day as I allow myself to fully accept my magnificence. My greatness expands. It expands out and touches all that is around me. In this way, I affect a giant tidal wave of greatness to flood the world all around me. I am excited about my greatness. And again, those are daily inspirational messages at RevSandy.wordpress.com. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. Tonight's show is called Activate Your Best Self with a long-term friend of mine, Dr. Jessica Blaylock. And she is just phenomenal. We actually met back in 2013 at an event that was honoring the 50th anniversary of The Dream. And she was on point when I met her, and she's still on point now. So she's going to bring this to you like nobody else. And so it is such an honor for me that she has time in her schedule to be with us tonight. Audience, you know you're invited to join in the discussion All comments are welcomed, and every voice will be heard. However, there is no foul, profane, or vulgar language allowed. You will be disconnected from the show. So our call-in number for those of you that do not have it is 516-531-9819. And then you would just press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to talk live on air with us. And so as we prepare for this show, we always start off with a little music to kind of set the tone for the show. And so we're going to take a music break, and then we'll come right back. Now, if you do come on the air to speak, and I don't cut you off, so that make sure that you mute your phone when you're not talking so that there's no background noise, so that when you go in and listen to the playback, there's no sound distortions in the background. That was a mouthful right there. So we're going to take a quick music break, and then we get back. We're going to get right into it with Dr. Jessica. Be right back, you guys.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
All right. Welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. So that was Mary Mary singing Go Get It, and Dr. Jessica is going to tell us how to go and get it, right? Because it's your hour time. And so I just wanted to remind you that you're welcome to join in the discussion tonight, and you can reach us by 516-531-9819. And so you can listen to this show and any of the other shows on our rebroadcast by just simply going into blogtalkradio.com/Sandy Rogers. And so our tonight show, once again, is called Activate Your Best Self with Dr. Jessica Blaylock. And again, so that whole buildup of greatness from the daily inspirational message and the song Go Get It by Mary Mary was to put you in the frame mind of talking about your best self, activating your best self. And my friend, Dr. Jessica, has been on this movement and been doing this for a very long time. And she's done international programs. She's a internationally recognized leader. And she's developed just so many great programs using a lot of different modalities and a lot of scientific research in the processes that she's developed. So this newest process that she has is called Activate Your Best Self. And she's got journals and books and all type of tools that you can use in order to manifest the best of what you say you want. So she doesn't come in and, you know, try to twist your arm and tell you what you want, but she allows you to self-identify what it is and then provide you the tools to take you there. And so, again, I've been knowing this young lady for a number of years now, always of highest quality. And so I'm going to stop talking so that I can bring Dr. Jessica on and let her tell you who she is in her own words. I always feel that that's best. You know, because sometimes we got to have like 200 words in a certain document or less than 100. And so we don't always get to, the words don't always tell you who we are. So, Dr. Jessica, thank you so much for being with us tonight. And welcome to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show.
Thank you. Sandy, can you hear me clearly? I have you on my headset.
Yes, I do hear you very well.
Okay, great. Well, I want to first say thank you, Sandy, for having me on my show so I can share with your audience some things that we're working on.
Oh, yeah, by all means.
Yeah, so I want to just give you a first, give your audience just a little background information about me, and then we'll go into the different books and workbooks that I have created.
Okay.
So I started the Activate Your Best Self. It was, I actually started writing in 2006, or actually before 2006. My first year of publication was 2006. I am an organizational psychologist, so I work in organizations to help executives and leaders continue to grow in their role, and I help create leadership programs. So that's just a summary of what I do. But in the past, I've created my first book was Discover Yourself. I was very interested in helping people identify or maintain a sense of self, maintain in a chaotic world or a chaotic environment. And so I created Discover Yourself that looks at or helps a person continue to develop from a mind, body, and spiritual perspective. And so it's basically helping people just get a clear idea of who they are, who they aim to be, and what goals they choose to set for themselves. And so as I continued on my journey in helping people and also growing and developing myself, I started to do more research. Although it's very important to analyze and continue to develop yourself, it's also important to focus on a daily basis, to make sure on a regular basis that you're maintaining a sense of self. And that's where positive psychology research comes in, where positive psychology basically looks at people who are happy, and they research that group of people to see, well, what are some characteristics of people who are happy? And there are many various characteristics, such as gratitude, people who focus on the present, who are adaptable, and who are confident. And so from that, and also with my research with neuroscience research, when I worked with Discover Yourself, people or during workshops on helping people develop themselves, sometimes people would come to training and they would leave the training and that would be it. And so according to research on neuroscience, it takes up to 90 days for a person to change a behavior or attitude. And so that process takes time. So as a result of this additional research, I created gratitude journals and also best self journals to help people along the path as they continue to grow and develop.
Dr. Jessica, you said you named several characteristics. You said gratitude, confidence, and what was another one that
another one is being mindful, just being present. Not necessarily focusing on the past or the future, but focusing on today, like right now, what are you doing right now?
Okay.
And the good things that's occurring in that. So it's really being mindful. And also confident.
Yeah, I got that. And it's just really interesting that that the science is looking at a person that's truly happy and trying to figure out why is that so. And that's just, it's a little funny to me because.
And actually this research did not start until maybe the late 90s. They were focused.
Really?
The research in positive psychology was focused more so on lack. It didn't focus on, well, let's see what's, where some happy people are good or people who are successful, let's study them and let's see what they are doing. And that's how there's a surge in the last maybe 15 or 20 years on mindfulness. And this is new in here in the U.S. You know, they practice a lot of that in Eastern philosophies, but not in Western. So, you know, in our culture, the community, that's becoming a popular practice is for people to be more mindful. And they even have started a lot of programs in hospitals or even on jobs to help people learn how to just simply breathe or relax or learn how to focus their minds, because they know based on research that is something that helps makes a person happier in their life and happier at their job. But I had started this research years ago before it actually became popular, as I studied Western and Eastern philosophies. And I thought that at that time it was important to mend those two, to learn from both perspectives.
Yeah, because it's a blending. To me, a lot of that, we're probably more rigid and more strict on our learning styles and, you know, how we want our students to learn. And it's really, to me, it's less about learning as it is about being able to regurgitate, you know, what the instructors have said. versus, you know, like really truly getting an understanding of what the subject matter is.
Right.
And so that creates that, you know, that tightness and that stiffness that you're talking about. So people aren't happy.
Right.
Color and, outside the line, and they keep getting slapped on their hand like, no, no, you got to stay inside the line. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Right. And that's changing. It's, well, slowly changing in schools, very slowly. But in there again, in different corporations who really, some more advanced corporations that really want their employees to be productive, and they know the best way to have their employees be productive is to make sure that they are treated right. And so in some places they don't have such stringent rules or guidelines as far as the learning, because everybody learns at different paces. And because of our new technology, new information is coming so fast, there's the whole learning sphere within organizations is definitely slowly changing, because people are needing to have a lot of information oftentimes, and they need it. They need to have it fast, and things change quickly, and so they have to be ready to learn those new changes and continue on. Because I know, as you know, thinking about just our computers or our cell phones, you know, I personally can't keep up with the latest and the best. Go on the internet, it's constantly changing, and so that's definitely a challenge for people who are helping individuals learn and grow within this fast paced world we're living in.
Mm-hmm. I'm just pleased more than anything that the study and the research has or is now taking place. And, you know, regardless to how it began, you know, as a negative mm-hmm. research or positive, but just the fact that there are some peoples out in the world that understand that happy people are more productive, I think, and they have a better influence on other people. Yeah.
Right. And so that is becoming more and more popular in the States, taking the different learnings from Eastern philosophies. But it's also mending, for example, in organizations that there are different assessments, like what we call in the Western philosophies, people in the past have just liked to give them employees assessments to see how they're doing or tests.
Right.
And so, you know, those things are still there, but it's changing. It's continuing to change to make the employees feel more inclusive and to help employees feel, you know, not less than, but, you know,
mm-hmm.
More of the same, because everybody's contributing, but they're just having different roles. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, you know, that whole role of management, and it was something that I honestly struggled with, especially when I was first promoted into management. And I went back to school to study business because I thought something was wrong with me, because my whole way of doing it was so different from everybody else. And that was when I learned back then they called it the X and the Y factor of managing people. And I just happened to be the mm-hmm. one that nobody else was using. You know, everybody else intimidated their employees and, you know, threatened this and threatened that. And I was always given positive reinforcement, you know. And mm-hmm. And I just kept that, you know, once I realized that there was more than one way to manage people. And so one of my last jobs working for a corporation, my boss got worried with my second or third year writing the work appraisals mm-hmm. that you were just talking about, right? And so, because everybody mm-hmm. scored real high. And he's like, Sandy, he says, explain this to me. Why is all your people rated so high? I said, because if they have problems, we address it during the year. And
right.
if they can't get, you know, over the hump, then they're no longer with us. And so it was real easy, you know, to me. But we use that. Yeah, corporations use that tool to just really beat people down and beat people down.
Right. And yeah, and like I said, those assessments are changing. I recently, last year, helped the organization and create a similar assessment. But they do just what you were already doing, is providing feedback, not only like once a year, but assessing them like every week or every mm-hmm. month, and providing them feedback to let them know, hey, these are the things that you're doing good, and these are the things you need to work on. So when that end of the year or every 6 months, when that process comes to assess or evaluate their effectiveness, there won't be any surprises. And so that's what a lot of organizations are moving toward there, because we're moving to more of an organization are at least trying to move to more inclusiveness instead of, you know, excluding a person, you know, not giving them information about their performance and then surprising
right.
them at the end of the year. That works for no mm-hmm. one.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. So why do you think the push for positive psychology, like I said, I love the terminology, you know, regardless to, you know, what they mm-hmm. claim is the outcome that they were looking for, but just the words put a smile on my face, you know, positive psychology. And so you may or may not know this. So is it that scientifically or medically someone has looked at this thing and say, you know, the amount of stress that's being put on people from school to jobs and just the living conditions is really causing havoc on a person's life? And so
mm-hmm.
you know, but these people over here, their blood pressure is good, and they have less days off from work, and they seem to really, you know, just be like chilling, you know, just letting it just flow, roll down to somebody's back, you know. So do you, mm-hmm. what do you think sparked that movement back in the 90s?
I think the person who started the movement, he was a past president of American Psychological Association.
Mm.
I think there was a time maybe in the past when psychologists studied human behavior. It was more based, or people studied after the war, maybe World War One, World War Two, and psychology was mainly focused on maybe mental health or treating illnesses. It wasn't focused on what are some good things that's going on, and what are some successes. So that really wasn't their focus in the past. And so this particular person started studying this particular area, which I always liked this positive psychology, because it definitely takes a new approach on, or a different approach from psychology, just focusing on the people with the mental illnesses, but also focusing on healthy people. Well, what are these healthy people doing? And that really, I feel, increased, or was one impetus that increased more Eastern philosophies into our culture.
Yes,
And those philosophies are things like the meditation, mindfulness. I mean, that's huge now in various businesses and organizations. And that's a part of my book, Discover Yourself. The mm-hmm. first section is, in order for that person to have or gain that clear sense of self, it's important that that person is aware, of course, of their strengths and areas of growth and areas of development, but also practices certain behaviors such as the gratitude or practice knowing how to breathe. We don't know that's the easiest thing that a person could do and the cheapest thing that increases a person's health. And it helps you become more in tune with yourself if you just breathe. And the last thing that's very important is just to take time out for yourself through meditation. And that's when a lot of times you find or you rediscover things about you or maybe directions or guidance to move to do new or different directions. And so that piece is like the center or heart of the model I created in the book Discover Yourself is that mindfulness spirituality piece is kind of getting to that core, that core self, getting access to it.
So when you're talking about meditation, are you mm-hmm. talking about just like quieting down your mind, your thoughts? Are you talking about doing a chant, some type of a chant, or, you know, some type of, is it structured? Or can meditation just be mindfulness like you're talking about? It's just like being aware of what your thoughts are at that particular moment and having that gratitude and self-confidence.
Right. And I think all of the above is correct. Mindfulness meditation, the meditating in silence or by yourself. Some people do chanting. Well, the key that I've taught my students that I've worked with is being able to find that piece that works for you.
Right.
And I've worked in some areas where people really, really struggle with, you know, relaxing their minds. Mm-hmm. And they may need to hear something or chant something, and that works for them. So the key is to make sure that you are feeling you feel like you're relaxing or your body is at ease, not your body's at stress or you're feeling uncomfortable, but people have to find what works, what mode of meditation works the best. Now, the mindfulness meditation or just mindfulness in general is something that works just in general for everyone, because that's something that's practiced for those people who are more happy, but also if it could be practiced for people like you and I, to take a step back from, okay, let me set goals, I'm worried about the past or trying to plan for the future, is to just take time throughout the day. And with my clients, I work with them as they take time maybe in the middle of the day, the beginning of their day, or at night before they rest. They take time to just clear their mind, and so they may focus on a tree or just see the leaves on a tree, or they may focus their minds on an object and not necessarily, or they may see a bird or some a dog outside playing. And in addition to that, it's just being and enjoying the space that you are in currently.
Mm. I like that.
Mhm. And so for what I definitely recommend mindfulness for my clients, meditations, and these are executive at the executive level, and breathing. Practice breathing. If we look at animals, we look at the animals who take short panty breaths, such as a dog, rat, cat, they have a shorter lifespan than the animals who take long breaths, such as an elephant or a turtle. And so, as I said earlier in the conversation, it's important every day to just take that, take some deep, long breaths that centers you, that keeps you, that's more mindful, brings you to the present. And also it helps people kind of identify, or things just, things may come to them because their mind is relaxed.
Mm-hmm. Love it. And just the thought of connecting with yourself is so spiritual. You know, it's just like, it's just you and that creative energy. It's awesome. It's awesome. So, yeah, I was curious as to your definition of the meditation, because I know for me sometimes I can best meditate in the sauna, and sometimes I can meditate best laying flat on my back, not propped up by a pillow under my head or anything. And sometimes it's, you know, it's just staring out, like you say, you know, at the squirrels jumping from tree to tree and things like that. So for me, various ways work better than trying to, because I tried it, you know, at one point in time to do it just like one strict way and, you know, chant, and chanting's not for me. I don't like a lot of noise, so
right.
Adding sounds, it doesn't help.
Right.
You know? So,
right. So it's important that people find the thing that works for them, that helps them relax, and hopefully it's something that they can do anywhere. So if they're traveling, they go out of town, or even if they're at home or their schedule changes, they can still practice or engage in this kind of meditation. Now, I really like to listen to like YouTube videos. I listen to some either meditation music. I like the sound of rain. And I also like guided meditations where people are talking. So I do both.
Okay. Now, you know, we've been talking. We have not talked about the role of exercise.
Right.
And, yeah, in this whole living or activating your best self.
Okay, so let's look at the different components within the model, within a Discover Yourself.
Okay,
we talked about mindfulness.
Right.
So the first is the mindfulness. The second is in managing your emotions. And the managing your emotions is because once you get to a point where you're relaxed, you know, you can move to being able to assess your emotions or even be able to listen to someone's feedback about how they feel. So that is managing your emotions, knowing, having a sense or a perspective of what your strengths and areas of growth are, knowing what your pain points are, and managing emotions is about having a sense of others. Maybe looking at an individual to kind of get an idea of where they are, or within their emotions as well. And so that's the first, that key, and really accepting yourself as you are in the present, knowing who you are and accepting yourself as you are, recognizing those strengths and those areas of growth. And then the third point would be communication, is how do we communicate with others? And the communication would include three parts. One is, how well do you listen to others? Are you listening attentively, or are you just hearing the words that are coming out of your mouth? And so that's definitely an important part of continuing to develop and become your best, is to learn and practice how to listen when another person is speaking. And that's a skill that we don't think that it's a challenge, but it really is. You know, sometimes someone will be talking and our minds can be far away. And so that third part of the model within that communication realm is listening to others, assertively communicating your thoughts and feelings, and also managing conflict. And so those are very important when you're making sure that a person has all of those skills, communication skills, when they are talk at work and even in their personal lives as well. And the next point moves to your physical body, and it's within our model. The physical body looks at diet, exercise, and stress. And so we focus on in caring for that body and looking at that person over that whole, from a whole person perspective. Diet is important too. I personally used to be a vegetarian, and once I got pregnant years ago, I changed my diet and I started eating more fish. Now I eat more chicken, although I'm branching off and going back to probably the more pescatarian diet. I think when I was a vegetarian, there was not as many selections as there are now as for vegetarians or for vegans as well. And so it's just important to know your body, what works and what doesn't. I know, for example, for me, I definitely try to eat more clean diet with no preservatives or processed foods. But then I think about other people. I remember my grandmother was like telling us one time, she's like, I eat whatever I want to eat. And her diet included pork, red meat, and she was fine. So that wouldn't work for me at all. But I think it is really knowing what you're and being cognizant of what's good for your body. Because if you're eating something and after you eat you're feeling tired and sluggish, you know, that may not be the best thing to put into your body.
Yeah, and our food is not the same today as it was back during your grandmother's time, you know, while she was eating, mm-hmm. because there's so many more additives that's been added to our food supply. So, you know, and most times, I know with my grandparents, most of the meat that they ate, be it pork or beef, somebody mm-hmm. raised it. You know, either a neighbor
right,
or
absolutely.
Themselves. So
absolutely.
We don't know what's going on with these animals now.
We don't know what they're eating.
Exactly. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And that's a big issue because we don't know where our food is coming from. I'm grateful that there are more like small farms, more organic, you have more options, but even with that, we're still not 100% clear. But I know that a lot more grocery stores are offering more healthy options. But we have to be clear about what those healthy options. For example, I'm gluten-free, so I don't eat wheat. And so if I were to go to get a pancake mix that's gluten-free, it doesn't mean that that's going to be healthy. And so either way, we need to look at the labels. Because I know, for example, like with gluten-free, a lot of that stuff has way more sugar and preservatives than regular foods.
Well,
and
not
so
only that, you're not, you know, we don't know what's, because like IHOP, and only because that was my place to go, they use pancake mix in their omelets to make them fluffier. So that's gluten. And if you're, yeah, if you're sensitive to that, or, you know, if you have celiac disease, then that could be some real problems for you. And so it could be real difficult, you know.
You're absolutely right.
Because I've known
people
that have the, you know, go ahead.
Yeah, and that's true. I know I love soup. And so I used to go to, I think it was Panera Bread, and just get they had a tomato basil, some sort of soup.
Okay.
And I would eat that soup and thinking when I stopped eating gluten, I would eat the soup thinking that it's just soup, you know, it doesn't have flour in it. And I remember getting so sick from that.
Wow.
And then I went back and looked at their ingredients, and they put flour in soup.
Yeah,
and so,
it's amazing.
And they do that in a lot of places to make more, to save money. So a lot of times we're not, the places I eat, I make sure that they are places that's just not just trying to make money. I mean, I totally get it. And the company should make money. They provide us services, they work hard, they're creative with their recipes, so they should definitely make money. But also the places I go to are just the ones that are just a little bit more sensitive to to people and with certain food allergies. And there's so many that's popping up in the Atlanta area.
Yeah, yeah. And we really do have a mecca of choices for a healthier dining. So let's get back to your list. So we were talking about the diet, exercise, and stress. And I know that we were on the food, but, you know, for me especially, I can veer off and stay over there on that nutrition part, only because it's so important, but I want to make sure that we get through the points that you're addressing in the work that you're doing so that people have a good understanding of your product.
Okay. So we talked about the diet, diet, exercise, of course, and I think through your program, I'm sure you've talked about this over and over, is the importance of getting that heartbeat up or getting that exercise on a regular basis, not just one or two times a week, but at least 3 to 4 times a week. And for me, I love walks. And so walks and yoga are like my main exercise things that I do. But it just varies there again. It's important for people just to go out and keep your body moving. For me, when I look at Facebook or Instagram and I see so many older people who are not having some of the challenges as some older people, because they keep moving, they're exercising, they're cognizant about what they're putting into their body. And so it just looks like when you get older, you don't necessarily have to expect, oh, well, when I get older, I'm not going to be able to walk, I'm not going to be able to do this. But, you know, if you keep that body moving and making sure you put the right things into your body, that changes completely. Mm-hmm.
So, and I like and, to think of exercise as not just limited, you know, in what you can do. So, like, if a person likes to dance, you know, dance in your
right.
house, you know, dance by yourself,
right.
jump rope. Because I thought jumping rope was not that hard, right, because I hadn't done it in a long time. But, oh, my God,
oh,
you're talking about a wonderful workout. Yes, ma'am.
Right, and jumping jacks. Yeah, jumping
yes,
jacks
yes,
and,
yes.
and jumping rope. Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm. Make it fun. Just make it fun.
Mm-hmm. And so the last component of those five areas of the discovery your that model under the becoming yourself umbrella, but within the book Discover Yourself is purpose, being guided by purpose. And that is having a clear idea of what your purpose is and what are some of the important values. You know your purpose, you can identify that because it's something that you're passionate about, something that you love to do, you get excited about, you feel it. So that purpose may change. You know, people have tragedies or change in state or moving somewhere or lifestyle changes. You know, their purpose may completely change, and that's okay, and that's why it's important for us to continue to do these self-assessments just to determine where we are and to make sure that we're still clear about who we are, what we aim to be, and how do we want to continue to contribute to the world.
Right,
and,
okay.
And also, it's important to know what values. Like, for example, one of my values is freedom. And that's something where I used to have a challenge working a 9-to-5, sitting in an office every day, because that's one thing that's very important to me. And so it's very important that we're cognizant of that, of what our personal values are, what's important for us. No. So those are all of the
considering your career is what you're saying, right? And the activities
yeah.
that you're involved in that they still
yes.
honor your values.
Right.
Good.
Right.
I like that.
That's huge.
Yeah.
The culture within an organization is huge because I had a client who is not aligned with the culture within the organization. It was not consistent with her values. And so no matter what I did to continue to build her or develop her, she just wasn't a good fit within that culture. It wasn't that she was a bad employee, she just didn't fit well.
Mm.
And I think that's a challenge for a lot of people is getting acclimated to that culture. So when looking for a job, it's really important to see, is this culture consistent with my core values?
That's something really to consider on a very, mm-hmm. very deep level, because a lot of times what becomes our ruler or, you know, our judging factor for a job is the pay. You know, well, how much are they going to pay me? And really, you know, when you look at your values and if the employer's values are consistent with yours or not, man, that's deep. And so that brings on a whole nother way for individuals to look at not only working for somebody else but creating their own business. You know, so,
right.
So you go into the T-shirt business, but that's not really what you want to do because you want to be more over here in the musical part of the art. But, you know,
mm-hmm.
you settle in on that because T-shirts sell, you know, so.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm. Okay.
So those are the different areas that I look at when I'm working with my clients, and also different areas that's in the Discover Yourself book to help people look at themselves from a whole person perspective as they continue to grow into their best self.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's jump into where you are now with your best self. Activate your best self. And I know you've got 5 steps with that program as well. So you want to get into that?
I do have a program, and I'll just go over this briefly because I know we're running out of time.
We've got like 30 minutes left, yeah.
Okay.
It's been a great program, though.
Okay. In order to help a person continue to grow and develop and set goals, so once a person finishes that whole Discover Yourself, they're clear about what their purpose is, they're actively relaxing their minds and bodies, they're managing their emotions, it's time to set goals. And the goals are basically based on, they can be personal development goals or career-related goals. And so within the Becoming Your Best Self steps, the first step is basically to clarifying your passion, and that was one piece to the Discover Yourself model. Clarifying what you're passionate about, and clarifying what your values are. And so in the Best Self Journal I created, when I work with people in this particular program, I help them through this process. And there's a place within that journal is when they write out what is their passion, or what are their top 5 or 6 values. And once that's clarified, then the next step is to creating a long-term goal. And creating a goal, a long-term goal.
Okay.
And so you could have a long-term goal of increasing your health and decreasing your risk of cardiovascular disease and increasing your longevity. And so that's a long-term goal that's pretty is pretty broad. And so what people do within the Best Self Journal, which is 3 months, they break those long goals down into something more tangible. So for what are they going to do for the next 3 months? So for the next 3 months, which is a short, you also create a short-term goal and a plan of action. And so when I help the program participants with the Becoming Your Best Self, I help them create a clear plan. Oftentimes when people are setting goals, they're not realistic. And they may be, or they're not measurable, or they may not be something that they can really accomplish. And what happens is people forget about that goal and move to something else. And so the goal of this Becoming Your Best Self is to make sure people are setting clear goals. And once they set those goals, they create daily actions. And so these actions are, what are you going to do in the morning? What are you going to do in the midday and evening to help you continue to grow and develop? And the last around those goals, or around your, they don't have to be around the goals, but they can also just be around what do you want to continue to better yourself. What are some habits that you can create that will help you enable you to more successfully accomplish the goals, such as in the morning, you know, we're getting back to that, what we talked about earlier, that discover yourself model. You know, maybe in the morning, what are you, it could be making sure you eat breakfast. That was something that one of a person in my workshop this weekend said that is something to, you know, making she's more alert, more excited when she has her breakfast. So that indirectly impacts your goals. Okay. So creating, making sure you have activities throughout the day that's helping you or enabling you to successfully accomplish those goals. And the last step is to take action. You know, once these things are clear, you clarify your plan of action, you have your timeline, your action steps, the last step is taking specific actions to accomplish your goals.
Okay. And mm-hmm. right on time with that, we have a guest with a comment, so let's bring them on.
Okay.
And see what we have. Area code 940535, give us your name and your comment or question, please.
Hi, my name is Eve. I have truly enjoyed the program. I was called off for a minute, so I had to answer the call, but then I came back so I can, I want to find out, I'm going to give you some insight on me, and I want to find out of what I might be missing, and I want to do that.
Okay.
I want to do homework. And this is what's going on. I live happy. I am happy. We just had a meeting, the whole regional at my job, so it was so many of us there. Maybe about 500. And so what happened was the head boss said, you know, even when I'm having a bad day. So I go, I don't know what a bad day is. Some time ago, I put it in my heart to say, you know, I'm going to do the best I can do, because I say people say it and we don't do it. And so I did, my sister said, a 360 turnaround. So I just love everybody and I treat you my best. And every day I expect excellence out of myself. So everywhere I go, people want to talk to me, touch me, tell me I'm sweetie even today, all kind of good names. I'm just an ever-ready battery, all kind of great names. And the thing is this, I love being the best I can be. And that's how I live my life. So I come to you today, wow, listening and just trying to comprehend why we don't try to do the best we can do. But my question is, what else I can do? Because that's kind of hard for me to say, but I want it. I want what you got that's good. I drink up all the good things I hear, I see, and I feel. I drink up all the good stuff, and I love it. So every day my whole goal is to improve, improve, improve. And I love the creator that made us all. So if you have any more things that I can absorb, which is wonderful and great and good and exciting and happy and laughter and joy, I want it.
Okay. Well, I'm not sure if I have anything. If your main goal is to continue to improve, it's also to continue to improve or continue to develop and grow, you also want to make sure that you're taking care of yourself internally too, as far as, and I'm not sure if you heard that part about exercising, just doing general things to enable you to continue to give joy and light to people that you see and meet every day. And so that is making sure your mind is relaxed before you go out the house, and you may already do that. And also making sure that you're taking care of your your body too through diet and exercise as well.
Wow, look at you. I so love you. I am by the American Exercise Association. I'm Fit for Life. Wow.
Oh.
I really see y'all. Oh, I appreciate you.
Okay. Well, you keep being your. Where are you living? Where do you live?
Oh, I'm in Texas. Whoa.
Are you around? Okay.
So I can invite you to my class. Are you around?
No, I'm in the Atlanta area.
Oh, my goodness. Let me know if you ever get in Texas. Wow.
What part of Texas?
I'm in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh,
definitely.
Do you work out?
Yes, I do.
Is on. Oh, I would love to.
Right.
Hey, you, but well, make sure you, everything you said, I'm drinking it. I so love what you bring. You're talking to me as well as all of us. And I'm going, yeah, I'm speeding. I'm trying to slow up and get it as you said. Thank you. And I'm working keeping up with you. And hey, the best life to you and me and all of the world. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you, Eve.
So Eve keeps me on track, and she
has
been stressing the importance of stretching. And sometimes, you know, we can't do the exercise if we stretch our bodies. It's basically the same thing because we're getting, you know, the blood to circulate throughout all the cells and the, you know, the tissues and things like that. So I do stretch every day. I may not do physical exercise, but I do the mindfulness that you were talking about, Dr. Jessica, because that's so important. And I have a variety of ways of doing that. And then the stretches, I'm not a good cold person, so I'm not going to be outside walking when it's cold.
Right. Yeah, you know, that's me too. Oh, God.
Yeah, when spring comes, I'll be out there, but not right now.
Right.
And so,
right.
You know, you like Eve said, you've given us so much. The points under Discover Yourself. So this is just some of the notes that I've written. The mindfulness, managing your emotions, communication, how well do you listen? Do you hear what a person's saying, or are your intentions clear with your listening? How to manage conflict, the physical body, the diet, exercise, and stress, knowing your body and eating clean. And purpose was probably my favorite one when you talked about the our personal values and how they need to be in alignment with our values. So regardless if it's a personal relationship, a job, or what, if the values aren't balanced, then you're going to always be in some type of chaos. And so, because I know... Yeah, because, you know, like, we'll look at values maybe in just a personal relationship or maybe just work, but to always have that in our mind to make that be in balance, that's critical to me. And so, you know, to be able to look through a new set of eyes at that. Then you talk about setting goals, both in career and personal. And then so those were the main points under Discover Yourself, that first book that you wrote, and then we went into the Activate the Best Self, clarify your passion and your values, create long-term and short-term goals with action steps on both of them, I believe. And you gave us the long-term, you gave us an example, like increase your health, and decrease the risk of cardiovascular disease, and create daily activities that could very possibly create new habits depending on what your goals are, you know, if that's eating breakfast, mm-hmm. including that and things like that. So I was just kind of giving a little rundown of some of the notes that I've taken in listening to your invaluable advice. It's just been really wonderful. I do want you, we've got about 15 minutes left. I would like for you to give your contact information now and then again at the end. And if we have time, if you want to talk about that online vision board, how to create an online vision board, maybe we can sneak that in too. So you have just been absolutely wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Okay, well, how to get in contact with me, you can go to my website. My website is activateyourbest.com, which shows a list of the different services and also the workbooks that I offer. And if you sign up if you sign up on the website, you get access to some free videos that talk about those particular areas that we've talked about in the Discover Yourself book as well. So you can definitely find me at activateyourbest.com. You can go to Facebook, Activate Your Best. I'm also on Facebook as well, and Instagram at Dr. Jessica B. at Instagram. So those are the different areas. I'm on Dr. Jessica Tweets for Twitter for the people who tweet as well.
At Dr. Jessica Tweets?
Yes.
Is that what you said? Okay.
Yes.
All right. I hope you guys got that information. And you can always go back and listen to the archive of this show to get all the information. If you had to leave off for a second, like Eve was telling us she did, so she can always go back and listen to the entire show. And so I'll make sure that I give those links again that Dr. Jessica just gave us a little bit later as well. So Dr. Jessica also wanted to gift the audience, if we had time, on how to create an online vision board. And I know vision boards can be magical. So I wanted to make sure we took a little time for her to be able to discuss that with us. So the floor is yours,
okay.
Dr. Jessica.
So the online vision board is something, you know, we a lot of people create vision boards, but they may create them at the beginning of the year and don't look at them. And so the online vision board is just a board you can create on your phone as a picture. And so in order to create that board, you can get I have an app on my phone. Let me tell you the name of the app. It's called, I'll come back to the app because I'm not finding it now. But basically any app that puts in any pictures, various pictures, when you're making a picture on your Facebook page, or your Instagram, and you make a collage. So any kind of collage app would work.
Oh, okay.
So what you do is either go to Pinterest or Google.com and select pictures related to your, let's say, your goals. Because for the Becoming Your Best Self program, I have people select pictures that's related to their purpose, their vision, their values, and also their goals. So it's very focused on what goals you set for yourself. And so once you've collected the pictures, words, or phrases that you want to use, you basically insert that information into the collage. Another way to do it, if you don't want to use the collage, you can just go to PowerPoint. And in PowerPoint, you put all your pictures and phrases in on one page. And you select all of those. Once you finish, you select everything. You right-click on your mouse, and you select Save as a Picture. And so it'll save as a picture, and you can eventually save that collage as a JPEG. And once you save it as a JPEG, it's an individual picture that can go to your phone, your computer, or wherever you decide to put it so that you can see it on a regular basis, even if you're away from your home. So those are just a general quick way once you create your goals or your passion, just to help you remember who you are at all times. It's great to have that refresher of who you are and where you aim to be.
I
like
that.
So that's just a quick summary. Yes,
okay.
It's very handy.
And for those of you that have never done a vision board, it is it works in complete alignment with what Dr. Jessica have been telling us about, you know, like setting your goals, your short-term and your long-term goals, and how do I want to say, stretching to what it is that you want to achieve and where you desire to be. And so you're looking at the vision board, and I usually have one or two in my bedroom. So, like, it's, you know, the first thing I look at before I go to sleep and the first thing that I look at when I wake up. And so, when I want to travel and I want to go someplace exotic, then I will find, you know, like animals that are native to that area, or mountains or valleys or whatever that particular area has. And believe it, it works.
Right.
Because you're feeding it into, it's like a vitamin that you're taking every day. So you're feeding it into your consciousness, and your consciousness makes it happen for you without you having to do any work. And it's really magical. Vision boards are magical. They're like a roadmap to get you where you want to go.
Absolutely, absolutely.
You know, I never thought about putting it on my phone, though. That's brilliant. I love that.
Or simple for you. You can just take a picture. Just take a picture like the young generation do. They take a picture and just store it on your phone. If you're more comfortable with having cutting out different pictures, and you can put it on your main screen on your phone so you can see it often.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, good. Good, yeah. So you have presented so many golden nuggets to us tonight, and I've got like four sheets of paper where I've been taking notes. So, you know, I'm a good student. I don't let anything get by me. I'm like, if it's good, if it's useful,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to make sure that I have it at my disposal, so that, you know, when I go to sit down to doing that, you know, to setting goals and stretching and making sure that my life is in alignment and in balance with each other, with my values, you know, that was the key for me tonight. And I'm sure everyone that's has listened or is still listening, you know, they got what they needed for themselves, and that's what's important because you covered so much ground, you know, and how to make this work for you.
So the goal is really the main things that I talked about that's in the Discover Yourself books are various components of self. And and it's important to not just activate one component, but all of them. They're all important, as you know, as we all continue to learn and grow in on the earth. And so, you know, making sure or assessing, because I know for me, out of all those areas, I know I have my strong points, which are the mindfulness, but my weakest link has always been exercise. And so I know what things I need to work on more than others. And so it's really looking at to see what you're good at and what you can continue to improve on.
Great. Ooh. So the links for Dr. Jessica, activateyourbest.com, on Facebook, Activate Your Best, Twitter is at Dr. Jessica Tweets, and Instagram is at Dr. Jessica B. There's also a couple of links on the Blog Talk Radio advertisement for Dr. Jessica for tonight. So you can go on to www.blogtalkradio.com / Sandy Rogers, RODGERS. And if you pull up her show, Activate Your Best Self, with Dr. Jessica Blaylock, you'll see the 30-day productivity journal, and there's another link for your best self, becoming your best self, where the links are there in case you did not have an opportunity to write down those links that was just shared with you, the social media links for Dr. Jessica. You have been just absolutely phenomenal, Dr. Jessica, and
thank you, Sandy.
This is such a power. Oh yes, you know, and this year is so powerful, and to have you on to be able to help us to take full advantage of the energy that's packed into this year, 2019, and so from numerical or numerology aspect, this is a year of three, which has, like, you know, the greatest power in it. And then a friend has been telling me this is the year of the pig, I think. Oh, I hope I'm saying that right, which is another powerful energy that helps you to achieve your dreams and your goals. And so to have the tools that you gave us tonight to be able to really sit down and to carefully craft out our goals. I'm so geeked right now. I'm like, oh, I can't wait to get off the call.
Oh.
You know, let me put this to work.
Absolutely, and it does work.
Yes.
Love you too, and thank you.
Hey, Doc, let me tell you about you. You got me going. I'm going now. Which one of them improve? I gotta find out which one to improve of myself. I've been trying to keep it down. I love you, Doc, and soon have the best life. Love you.
Love you too.
Thank you so much. Yeah, she's high energy. She is. What did she say? Fit for life. So she is a personal fitness trainer, and I have yet to encounter one moment where she's down. She's just never down. You know, she always finds the silver lining. So I'm always impressed with her. Yeah, that's my girl right there. So, so we've got a couple of minutes. If there is parting wisdom you want to share with us, however you would like to close us out. But again, my heart is so full of gratitude and thankfulness for what you've shared with us. I mean, this is like a $4,000-$5,000 course, you know, that information that you gave. I'm serious. You know, people pay for this. So, you know, for you to come on and to generously share it with us, I'm eternally grateful. So I appreciate you so much.
Right. Yeah, I'm definitely trying to get the information out there. And it's really just important for all of us in the world we live in. It's different. It's chaotic, a lot of changes. We're in a shift, definitely a season of changes with people and also with the weather. The earth is changing the structure or the placement in the solar system. Not sure what those changes are, but there are a lot of changes, and it's a lot of opportunity for growth and really to learn more about ourselves and learn about the others that we're around. So I definitely challenge you guys to just continue to keep moving, continue to keep growing and moving toward your best self.
That's like an incredible goal, like the best gift that you can give yourself, you know? Like your best self. That just does something to me. You know, it makes you smile, you know, like that. Your best self, right.
Whatever your best self, and your best self is not perfection. It's doing what you can at that moment. Yes.
Right.
Well, definitely. Thank you again, Sandy, for having me on your show.
Yeah. Thank you. Well.
You got me jumping
up. I know, right? That's what I'm talking about. This is powerful. And now it's up to us to put it to use in our lives. And so we can't say we didn't know, you know. So,
Doc, if I was there, you would say, Eve, let me go. You would say, Eve, let me go.
Right.
Well, we're going to sign off for tonight. And again, it has just been a tremendous blessing to have you with us, Dr. Jessica. We support you and everyone listening in by computer or on the phone, or those of you in the chat room. What I want you to do is to tell at least two other people about Dr. Jessica and have them to go to her website, activateyourbest.com, and to sign up for the newsletter, order her book, use the journal, use the products and the services that she's offered, sign up for the course, whatever it is that you can do to support this fabulous individual. So again, blessings to you and your work and the continued work that you're doing in the community. And I look forward to seeing you again sometime soon too.
Yes, definitely.
All right.
Well, take care.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Jessica.
Okay.
And all right. Sure. I'll see you guys next week.
You're welcome.
Same time.
Bye.
Right here.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye. Oh,